Independent Radio, Lightning 100.
It is just after 3 o'clock. It's a beautiful day in Nashville, but it's also a very cold day. And you know, I have that theory that should always feel like how it looks outside, because frankly, I don't like guesswork. My name is Casey. Find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Lightning Casey. Going to be here till 7. We got some stuff we're going to give away later on here. About an hour, Higgins is going to hang out with us. Make sure you get home on this beautiful, it is still Friday, right? Yep, get you home on this Friday afternoon. But right now, joined by a very special guest, I'm happy to have here in Lightning 100 Studio, Neela Pekarek is here. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having
me. Well, thanks for being here. You played last night, right? Played at 3rd and Lindsley.
Indeed, yes.
With Devotchka. Mm-hmm. How'd the show go?
It was great. Yeah, it's always so fun to come back to Nashville. I actually put my record out here just a couple weeks ago. January 18th it came out, and so I was in Nashville for the release and did my Opry debut.
Oh, nice.
Which is so cool. So okay. I feel like I live here now. I've been here a bunch in January.
I think with everything you just said, I think you just crossed off the official citizenship test.
Yes.
Have you had any hot chicken while you've been here?
Hattie B's last time, and that's where we're headed after this.
See, there you go. Now you know you have to go to the other one now, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
We gotta switch it up.
I don't want to live in a world where people are driving trucks in a Hattie B's, man. That's not right. I don't like that. So the album Rattlesnake,
yes.
That's the one you're talking about. It's out now.
It
came out, it's just come out recently, right? Like January
18th, yeah,
so
was the release.
It still has that new album smell.
It does.
Wonderful. You know, you went all the trouble to drag the piano up here. I feel like we should at least get you to play something.
Sure.
Would you like to do something for us?
I'd love to. This is the first track off my record. I'm not getting any piano sounds yet.
What about now?
Yes, there
all
it is.
Right.
This one's called Train, and I just put a music video out for this, too.
All right. Well, we'll talk about that in a second.
Great.
Let's hear the song. This is Neela Pekarek live with us here on Lightning 100. That's Neela Pekarek live here on Lightning 100. I feel so untalented right now. Thank you for that.
That's so nice to say.
That is so, that's great. I love that. And Train, right?
Train.
From the album Rattlesnake, which is out now. Get it all your favorite music getting places. You said you just shot a video for that?
I did, out in LA with my very talented pal, Liza Nelson. She had this amazing concept and she built all the set pieces kind of from garbage and things like cardboard and dollar store items, sort of in Michel Gondry inspired style, I would say. But it's very campy and kitschy. Sort of looks like a elementary school production in this sort of fun way.
I'm going to go out on a limb here, and this is and I always try to read a little bit when people come in to visit me, and this is not from my notes, but you're talking about, you know, kind of campy and theatrical. You've name checked Michel Gondry. Were you a drama kid? Were you like a theater kid?
Sure was.
See, I was too.
My jazz hands?
I was too. Yes, we can always spot our own. That's actually being a drama kid is how I met my wife back in high school. So yeah, that's
congrats.
we can always spot our own. That's
right. And actually, we're turning this concept album into a full musical.
Oh really?
Yeah. When I get back to Denver after this tour is up, I'm working with a regional theater there, the Denver Center for Performing Arts.
Yeah.
We've got a playwright coming in to write the script, and we've had our first workshop that's 2 weeks long, and we'll perform like a staged reading of whatever's ready at that point.
That is so cool. You're listening to us hanging out with Neela Pekarek here on Lightning 100, and you just said a phrase that I love, and I'm so excited because I think people are embracing it again. You said concept album.
Yeah.
And I love that because, first off, it shows like a dedication and a level of talent to be able to carry a story through, you know, that many pieces. And it's also, it's encouraging people to do this weird thing we used to do where we'd sit and listen to an album in its entirety. Like, that's the activity that you're going to do. That is so cool. Are there concept albums that kind of got you into that frame of mind, or is it just kind of how it happened?
A little bit. I mean, certainly artists I admire that, Andrew Bird is one that's released multiple concept records, of course. And I did some touring with him, which is just a dream come true.
Right.
And then I made the record with M. Ward.
Okay.
Who doesn't necessarily have a full concept album, but I think his albums have a lot of themes that sort of writes under those.
Big stories, if not a full concept.
Exactly. Yeah. And, I wanted to write a musical. I just didn't think I had any of the tools or skills, but I've been making records and touring around for many years, and I thought I'll start there and see what happens. And so I've got the best of both worlds now.
Yeah, that's so cool. That I like that. So is the, I'm assuming the album, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, is it Rattlesnake Kate?
The record is called Rattlesnake, but it's based on a person named Rattlesnake Kate.
Now, is this a flesh and blood person, or is this a, did you make this person up?
No, this is a true story. I couldn't have made it up because it's so strange.
Well, I love strange. You want to give us a little sample of this story here?
Yes. So, Rattlesnake Kate became notorious in Colorado, where I'm from, in the 1920s for a death-defying encounter with a rattlesnake migration. And
now, when you say rattlesnake migration, this means like a big, huge posse of rattlesnakes.
A bunch of rattlesnakes, yeah.
Now, I've recently learned because of you that a group of bunnies is called a fluffle, which we're going to hit on that in a minute, too. Do we know what we call
rattlesnakes is a Roomba.
See, I was going to go with nightmare fuel. But Roomba works, too. That's fine.
Yes, nightmare fuel is probably very accurate. But she was brave that day, and she ended up killing 140 snakes to save her life and that of her 4-year-old son that was with her on horseback.
So they were on horses while this is going on, because horses are not known for just standing there while snakes go around.
No, and neither are 4-year-olds.
Right, well, I have a 4-year-old. I'm going to tell you, they're not still ever. Yeah.
And yet she says it took her 2 hours. And so, you know, it's only her, the horse, and her son Ernie that were there that day, but I choose to believe it. And the one bit of evidence we do have is she gathered the skins from the snakes and fashioned herself a flapper style gown that she'd wear to parties.
This is easily one of the coolest things I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
Oh my God.
And that dress has been preserved in a small museum in Greeley, Colorado. And that's where I went to college and stumbled upon this story many years ago.
Yeah.
But it always stuck with me. And it kind of became my party trick. Like, I'd be like, hey, you want to hear something weird? Here's this story about this crazy woman that nobody knows about. And so years later, I just researched her life and wrote these songs.
In the 1920s, she's on horseback with her and her son. A bunch of rattlesnakes comes up, and she just basically sits there for 2 hours killing rattlesnakes.
Yeah.
Man.
That's what happened. She shot them with her rifle, but quickly ran out of bullets, and she plucked this sign out of the ground that said no hunting on it, ironically
enough.
Just bludgeoned these snakes to death.
Yeah.
Just insane.
That's amazing. So Neela Pekarek has joined us on Lighting 100, not only telling one of my new favorite stories, also rapidly becoming one of my favorite guests ever.
Great.
Did you recently get to play with or around Patti Smyth?
I sure did.
Man, your face just lit up. That's awesome.
It was so cool. I played the BMI showcase at Sundance, and I'd never been to that before. And I mean, she's just such a legend. And I'd watched her sound check and watched her on stage, and just an incredible person. She said at one point, you know, I don't wear the same size I used to, but I still sing in the same size. And I tell you, her vocals are just incredible. And she looks incredible.
Well,
not
yeah.
that matters, but
right.
she slayed it. And I watched her boss all her bandmates around. And it was just, she's amazing. So it was really cool.
That
she was
is,
so kind to me too.
So yeah. Nice. So, I mean, is that just one of those, you're just standing there kind of just all agog?
Yes.
You know?
Like,
yeah.
please bestow any of like an inkling of that onto me.
Whatever release. Light that is shooting out of you can just aim a little bit of it Neela's way. That'd be great.
Totally.
That's awesome.
It's very cool.
We mentioned earlier, we talked about you're kind of a theater kid, which
yes.
again, I totally respect that. Did you see, you're a big Rent fan.
I am.
Did you watch the thing that just happened?
I haven't watched it yet because we've
okay.
been so busy on
oh,
tour.
Yeah.
I have it recorded on
okay.
my DVR for when I get home. But yeah. I call it my gateway musical.
Okay.
It was the one that really got me into musical theater at a time. I was like early middle school age where
right.
you're so impressionable. And
mm-hmm.
then I was like, oh, I like all musicals.
Okay.
Not just this cool rock opera.
So it's like, you know, first one's free, kid, right?
Yeah,
okay. Right.
Right
on. We there's a story, and I'm sure you heard Brennan Hunt, who was,
sure.
he busted his foot up like the night before.
Right.
And I felt bad because a couple months ago, Brennan was actually here in the studio with
oh,
us.
Oh, wow.
And I want to say either he had just gotten it. Or he had just gotten something and couldn't tell us, but it was like something was going on there
yeah.
while he was here. And of course, I'm doing this. You read a lot about what's going on, you know. And I was going through and I saw somebody in Rent hurt their foot. Oh my God, Brennan, are you going to be okay?
Oh, no.
So I kind of felt bad for him. I hope that's not any kind of thing he picked up here in the studio. Some
right.
kind of bad luck bug.
I'll
just
watch my ankles on the way.
Watch
up.
Where you step. You know, we're upstairs, right? So. A group of bunnies is called a fluffle.
Indeed.
I learned that from you.
I have a pet bunny rabbit at home. Her name's Barbara.
Okay.
And,
is she one of the Flemish ones by any chance?
She's not a Flemish.
Okay.
No, I'll brag with some pictures after this
okay.
too. She's a little Holland Lop, and people I think are always surprised to know bunnies have personalities.
Mm-hmm.
She really is a unique little soul.
That's awesome. For people, I'm sure people know, but in case you don't, the Flemish bunnies are the ones that are like 50 pounds.
Yeah.
They're basically the size of a small pony, but they're still a bunny rabbit. So since they're huge and fluffy, they're like the greatest animal ever.
Right.
Right? They're like, unicorns aren't real, so we're just going to go with the Flemish rabbits.
Yeah.
I like it.
Gotta buy a lot of carrots for
those
guys.
Oh, man. So we're having a lot of fun here with Neela Pekarek. Would you like to go ahead and play us another song?
I'd love to.
What do you want to do?
This ends the record. It's called Western Woman, and we started with Train on the beginning, Western Woman at the end, so you'll have to hear get the record to hear the rest of the story.
I like what you did there.
The innards.
This is Neela Pekarek live hanging out on Lightning 100.
Splash water on my face. Rocky mountains send a chill down my spine. I tug my coat close and trek out across the land. City lights don't burn bright for me. Is where I'll end, food for maggots and worms to eat. Hard work days and lonesome nights. Keep warm by the fire and warm by the letters you write. California, once for you got the sea in my nose and palm trees on my mind. But my planes, they call me back home. Walk your weary legs away from those places unknown. Do die.
All right, Nila Pekarik hanging out with us live here on Lightning 100. I have no idea how many interviews. That's the first time I can ever remember silently mouthing, "Oh my God," when somebody's hitting a note. Nila.
That's so nice.
That's awesome.
Thanks. It's a small room for a note like
that. Well, it is, but you know, we got through it. I didn't do anything. I just sat here and got amazed. I didn't do anything. That is so cool. And I can, now that you've kind of talked about the story a little bit and making it a musical, I need that to happen like now.
Yeah.
Can we just go ahead and take care of that? That'd
absolutely
be great.
Absolutely.
Right.
Working
on it. I like it. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Again, hanging out with Nila Pekarik. The album Rattlesnake, it is out now. Get it all your favorite music getting places. Or you could actually go to one of Nila's shows and buy it from the artist at full price. I've gotten into saying that because wouldn't it be odd if we all made money kind of doing this?
Boy,
that'd be crazy.
What a dream.
Nila, I can't thank you enough for being here. I appreciate
it. Thank you so much.
And we're going to get back into it right now.